Increasingly, we hear about storms getting stronger, more flooding hitting the shorelines. Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes that climate change waits for no one.
I looked at the weather report recently. An alert had been issued by the Weather Service. Coastal flooding was imminent. The news alarmed me. I went to see how the tides were affecting the shoreline of my property. We are close to the water. The signs were ominous. The tide had already topped the edges of the shoreline and was reaching much higher than normal. It was encroaching on the lawn, creeping up to the house. It was only noon. High tide peaked at 4. I watched helplessly. Global warming is no hoax. I dream that one day we will have as the director of the Environmental Protection Agency a person who actually loves the natural world. In the way Genesis describes how the Lord God took Adam, humankind, and placed him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. What would it look like to love the natural world, to tend it, and to keep it, to be its voice, its advocate? I believe it looks something like naturalist W. H. Hudson's tender description of a day in late April when he came upon a pond. He then writes, "I sat on a branch and rested for a long time, enjoying the sight of that rare and unexpected loveliness. Two or three birds were flitting about among the alder leaves, and a dozen at least were singing within a few feet of my head. I listen again to the birds, and then my eyes rest on the expanses of red and cream-colored spikes before me, then on the masses of the flame-colored firs beyond. This springtime verdure and bloom, this fragrant of the firs, the infinite blue of heaven, the bell-like double note of my little feathered neighbors and the alder trees. Surely this is enough to satisfy my heart." As I imagine this new agency director, he or she would have this same keen awareness of the earth and could not be driven from his or her task by power brokers. They would be wise in matters of the material world. This person would have feet on the ground, the earth, not the macadam, and an eye on the sky, weather, not high-rises. They would passionately love the natural world with the fervor that Hudson did. Like Solomon, they'd be wise, weigh requirements of industrial production, and still advocate for the earth. They will know that the natural world is not a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded. This new Adam will understand the natural world as a sacred trust, a planet to love, to tend, and to care for. My world, the one in which I thought tides were predictable and would remain always within bounds, had returned a day or so later, but only briefly. The world of my yesterday is long gone, and even higher tides will return as they must, because they are responding in the only ways they can to the deaf ears on which their warnings have fallen. In my dream, am I being too idealistic? I sure hope so. That's precisely the missing piece in managing our present environmental realities. Currently, I see no vision, no ideals, just expediency and greed. Listen to the earth and it will teach you, Job urges us, and I'd add, love it too. George Merrill on the shore.